In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the first lecture, we spoke about our society in the present time, and all these new philosophies and ideology. And in the second lecture, we spoke about the impact of all these changes in our society and our busy life on our spirituality and actually on our integrity as human beings. Luckily, there's a question here. How is it really called the philosophies of ideology are new, well, they are very, very old? Actually, Satan, he did not change his way. He's using the same lies that he lied to our father. That he lied to our father Adam and Eve. عشان كده في سبيكشر هنتكلم على the lies of Satan and the fool. And we will see how Satan are using the same lies that he used with Adam and Eve today in our culture. And we will see how these new philosophies and new ideology are coming from Satan using the same lies, the same lies. وهتلاقوا ان كل temptation كان في summarized in three temptations اللي هي موجوده في 1 John chapter 2 verse 16 اللي هي the lust of the flesh, the pride of the life, and the lust of the eyes. هتلاقوا ان these three temptations are the temptations of Adam and Eve. These three temptations are the temptations of the Lord Jesus Christ, and these three temptations are the same temptations that we are facing in our life. Now we read about the lies of Satan in the book of Genesis. And Genesis means beginning. In Genesis means beginning. But this title, Genesis, is a fitting title for the first book of the Bible, when it tells us how everything began. طبعاً except that, of course, when God has no beginning. When I call Genesis is the first book of the Bible, I didn't mean the first book that was written, but I mean the first book in the chronological order of the Bible. Do you know what is the first book that is written? Job, Rav, Sefer Ayyuko, our Kitab Ketab. The book of Genesis tells us about the first week of history, the creation, the first people, Adam and Eve, the first home, the Garden of Eden, the first marriage between Adam and Eve, and also it tells us about the first life. Who called the first life? Satan. Satan told the first lie to Adam and Eve. We read about it in Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5. Let us read these verses. Charles Fayad Dora, Yenidora King Fahona. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it,
let it be done. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. That's actually the first lie in the Bible. Satan went to the Garden of Eden, and he saw Adam and Eve, the crown of God's creation, and he decided to tempt them. But I want you to keep in mind that Adam and Eve were in a state of innocence. Yeah, Adam and Shaitan introduced the concept of sin to Adam and Eve, they were innocent. So yeah, he is innocent. Yeah, even the thought of sin had never crossed their minds. The thought of sin have never crossed their minds. I think that when I'm a little boy, I didn't know these innocent child. Then even the thought of sin did not cross their mind. Being in the state of Adam and Eve, should have been in the world, unless you convert and become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And it can have this innocence, this state of innocence. And because they were innocent, the notion of disobeying God and doubting God was totally foreign to them. Yani, they were not tempted even to disobey God. They were not tempted to doubt the commandment of God. And the rest of the Shabbat was better to lie to them. They haven't been introduced to the concept of sin, and they haven't been given an opportunity to sin. When Hassan later asked, then whom is Shaitan? And Satan already knew about the prohibition that God gave Adam. We, as I told you in the morning, the commandments of God gave to Adam and Eve was not a restriction to his freedom, but it was a protection to his freedom. You know, from the beginning, commandments are given to us because God loves us. It's not a restriction, it's a protection to our freedom. But Satan then will introduce this commandment not as a protection, but as a restriction. That's how we lied to Adam and Eve. So, Ma'atim, Rabbeinu Ba'at Makhala, Adam and Eve, Rabbeinu Allahum, you can eat from every tree in the garden, but you cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the middle of the garden. Again, because they were innocent, so the very thought of breaking this commandment did not cross their mind because they were in a state of innocence. Satan then asks, this is a very good opportunity for me, and I have to take this commandment and lie to Adam and Eve, or the prayer there, I will make Adam and Eve to rebel against God. As you can recall, in the consolation prayer, O God who created man in corruption, and this which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, that's the envy of the devil, that's the envy of the devil. Shaitan had the form of a serpent and introduces to Adam and Eve the concept of sin. And how he introduced to them the concept of sin? He lies. He lies. Tama, this is not strange for Satan. In the name of Rabbeinu Al-Anu, in Yohanna, the Lord Jesus Christ said, and Satan is the father of all liars.
قال عنه كذاب وأبو كل كذاب.
والشيطان لغاية النهاردة in order to introduce to us the concept of sin he lies. كل الفلسفات الحديثة دي عبارة عن خداع من الشيطان وعبارة عن كذب من الشيطان. That's why تردين كثير في البايبل do not be deceived لما تقرأ في البايبل معناها ان الآية اللي وراها على طول في خداع, ممكن الشيطان يخدعك بالفكرة اللي وراها. أقول لك مثلا من الآيات اللي هي do not be deceived, يقول لك do not be deceived that company corrupt good morals. لأن الشيطان هيقول لك no, if you surround yourself with bad company you as Christian you can change them. He is lying to you. مش كده يجي سان بول يقول يعني discuss this lie, يقول لك do not be deceived bad company corrupt good morals. خليك واعي ما تصدقش الكذب. طب هو كذب على ايه؟
Actually, in Satan told the first lie, Adam and Eve, ومن that time he's using this favorite tool over and over. He lies to us over and over. Until today, he lies. He uses lies to entice people to sin. How Satan deceives, actually it's the most deceiver. Or Muslim holds through the deception of the servant. رواية الحية. نقول وعندما سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية برواية الحية. رواية الحية اللي هو الكذب بتاع الشيطان. The deception of the servant. He told actually three lies. ايه الثلاث كذبات اللي قالهم دولت؟ دولت اللي احنا هنتكلم عنهم لان دولت these are his three most powerful lies that he used until today. أول كذبة, Satan lies about the Bible. طب تقول لي ما هو البايبل ما كانش موجود أيام آدم وإيف. But he lied about the Word of God. What is the Bible? The Bible is the Word of God. And Satan until today, he lies about the Bible. وهشرح لكم ازاي he lied about the word of God. Satan يقول لنا the Bible is not reliable. The Bible is not reliable. See what he said to me. Actually, عمل ثلاث حاجات. In lying about the Bible, he made three things. أول حاجة, he cast doubt on the word of God. ابتدى يشكك الناس في كلمة ربنا. ابتدى يشككهم, شكك آدم أن هي في كلمة ربنا. عاد قال إيه؟ قال لها Did God really say? That's casting doubt. فعلا هو الذي لا يؤمن بالابن لم يخلص؟ تفتكر إن لازم تؤمن وتبقى مسيح عشان تخش السماء. Did God really say? Until today, Satan is casting blood. He's doubting the word of God. Is it really that his body and his blood? وما ندري يقول do this in remembrance of him. Is it really few that will be saved? ناس كتيرة إذا كان يعني believe this concept or go to the verse from the Bible. يعني سألوا ربنا على الذين أخلصوهم, ربنا قال لهم don't be deceived, only few will be saved. قليلون الذين أخلصوهم. هيك الشيطان يقول لك معقولة إن مجموعة قليلة بس اللي هتخلص؟ casting doubt in the word of God. وننسى مثلا during the flood only 8 persons were seen. In Sodom and Gomorrah, only 3 persons were saved. From the people that came out of Egypt, how many entered the promised land? Only 2. Few will be saved. ده شوف الشيطان من جرأته. مخليهم يعني الولاد يطلعوا نقطة
على مش عارف على حكاية فيول بيسير مش عارف في السماء في أوضة ناس عاملين يهللوا وإيه يقولك دولة البنتكوستا والناس مش عارف بيعملوا إيه يقولك دولة الباتل وجم أوضة يقولك ما فيهاش شبابيك ومجرد ناس قاعدين جوه بيصلوا فقالوا مين دولة قالوا اللقطات الأرثوذكس ليه قالوا عشان فاكرين هم لوحدهم في السماء ف
Theological seminaries are plagued with the so-called higher criticism, biblical criticism, which is trying to shift, to shred the Bible and cast doubt on everything it states. Unfortunately, even as in the Catholic Church, they don't read in the first 12 chapters of the Book of Genesis. Or we wouldn't adore just, not really, simple. يقول لك ان حكاية آدم وحواء والجنة والكون دي كلها مجرد مش حقيقة مش هتحقق بالطريقة دي casting down in the world of God روح البيبليكال لم تقروش كل البيبليكال criticism actually is casting down on everything in the Bible it's the same lie over and over Satan cast down in the world of God تاني حاجة أنا أطلبه من هي لايك أباوت ذا بايبل هي يوز ذا ثري تكنيكس الفيرست تكنيك وعشان تفتكروهم كلهم ستارت وذ ذا وورد دي أول حاجة هي كات داوت أون ذا وورد أوف جاد تاني حاجة هي ديستورتد ذا وورد أوف جاد ديستورتد ذا وورد أوف جاد إزاي بقى؟ ربنا قال لهم إيه؟ قال لهم إن أنت يو كان إيت فروم إفري تري إن ذا جاردن But only from the tree in the midst of the garden you cannot eat. هذا ربنا قال لهم. But شوف الشيطان عمل ايه؟ He distorted the commandment. قال لهم. Did God really قال لكم you must not eat from any tree in the garden. ربنا ما شكله. طب شوف هنا ازاي بيشبه كلمة ربنا. لما هل كان ربنا قال لكم ما تاكلوش من ولا شجرة في الجنة؟ ربنا ما قالهمش كده. God didn't say that. God said You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Satan took what God said and twisted it into something it didn't mean. ولغاية النهاردة, Satan distorting the word of God. How did it say? Satan distorting the word of God through the interpretation. Not only through some translations, they must have been translation that Jehovah Witness, but also through some interpretation. It's amazing that all the Christians use the same Bible. But you have thousands of different denominations. How? If we are using the same Bible, how we have thousands of different denominations. It's because of different interpretation. It's because of distorting the word of God. عشان كده هيك السؤال طب which interpretation is right? في الانتربتيشن في حاجة إنما I need to discover the meaning that God meant by this command. Not the meaning that I want to discover in this command. Is that clear? In order to discover the meaning that God meant by this commandment, it's totally different how I read. As I said, St. Peter warned us from private interpretation. Private interpretation being the note of him. لما بقول ان لم تأتي لغرض قط لتفسير انسان، لكن تكلمت ونص الله المنصوخين منصوخين بالروح القدس. ان there is no command that came from any private interpretation, but the people of God spoke inspired by the Holy Spirit. So we need to understand in the when we read the Bible, we shouldn't trust in a private interpretation, but we discover the meaning that God meant by this verse. And sitting until today, he does the same thing. Matram, he distorts the word of God. He twists the word of God into saying something it doesn't mean. زي ايه مثلا؟ زي حاجات اللي انا متخلفه دي، ان مثلا يبتدي يفسر، انت عارفين مثلا في ايه في اعمال 12 يقول ان هو خلصنا بدم ابنه، the blood of his own، sorry with his own blood، God saved us with his own blood. فلما يقول God saved us with his own blood، معناه ان البلد ده بتاع مين؟ بتاع God. يبقى this verse actually is a proof of the divinity of Jesus Christ. لما يقول God saved us with his own blood، يجوا بقى في one version من البايبل يروح يقول لك ايه؟ يقول لك and he saved us with the blood of his own. Big difference between his own blood and the blood of his own. And not the blood of his own, he denies the length of Christ. This translation can be no witness. That's how Satan distorts the word of God. Number three, Satan denies the word of God. Denies the word of God. If however, he casts doubt on the word of God, he distorts the word of God, and he denies the word of God. How he denies the word of God? Rabbina Allahum, if you eat from this tree, you shall surely die. You shall surely die. موتا تموت. عارفين الشيطان يقول لحواء ايه؟ يقول لها you will not surely die. عكس ده ربنا قاله بالظبط. يعني ربنا يقول لهم لو اكلت من شجرة معرفة الخير موتا تموت، فالشيطان يقول لهم لن تموت. جرع. الشيطان لغاية النهاردة بيكذب علينا. And he denies the word of God. دي اللي بيسموها emphatic deny in Hebrew. إن فيها stress you will not surely die. Satan is saying in effect there is no way in the world that you will die if you eat from this tree. That's exactly the opposite of what God said. He was denying the word of God, and Satan is still does the exact same thing today. For instance, people who teach that Jesus is not the only way to heaven, but and also there is no hell except. يعني كتاب مقدس يعلمنا إن ليس بإسم غيره خلاص. يلا نو. Unfortunately, but the Catholic in Vatican II, they believe in the salvation of the non-believers. Salvation of the non-believers. ده قديم الزمان. وبعد كده مثلا ربنا يكلمنا على البحار المنطقة بالكبريت. ناس كتيرة they don't believe that there is hell. So in the same way Satan is denying the word of God. Even the first lie Satan made was about the word of God, about the Bible. He distorted the word of God. Cast out of the word of God, he denies the word of God. And until today, Satan used the same techniques. He distorts the word of God, denies the word of God, and cast out the word. But had Satan done that, Satan took evil, and he tells billions of people today the Bible is not reliable. هل طبعا الشيطان بيقوله is true and the Bible is not reliable؟ definitely not. تعال نشوف بقى البايبل بيقول ايه. البايبل is the most reliable and trustworthy book ever written. لان ده it is the word of God. شوف الآية دي يعني Isaiah 40:8 يقول لك the grass withers and the flowers fall but the word of our God stands forever. زبل العشب سقط الزهر لما كلمة الرب إلهنا تدوم إلى الأبد. يبقى we shouldn't ever يعني believe Satan when he lies about the Bible. ويقول لنا Bible is not reliable. The grass withers and the flowers fall but the word of our God stands forever. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 قال كل scripture is God-breathed. يعني معنى إنها breath of God. معنى إن God spoke every word from Genesis to Revelation. بمعنى the breath of God. The word is inspired by God. معنى every little word written in the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And God doesn't lie and God doesn't make mistakes. So we should trust the Bible because it is the breath of God is inspired by God. So we know the first lie was about the Bible. The second lie about Him. The second lie about God Himself. Satan lies about God. In the first lie about the Bible, he cast doubt on the word of God. He distorted the word of God. He denied the word of God. The second lie is about God Himself. الحاجة العجيبة الشيطان يقول لهم ايه؟ يقول لهم لا انتو you will not surely die.
طيب ما هما لو هما مش هيموتوا يبقى معناه ان ربنا كذب عليهم. هنا ربنا قال لهم you will surely die ما وكنتم. فيك الشيطان بقى بيدافع عن ربنا او بيبرر لآدم الايه؟ يعني Satan is trying to justify to Adam and Eve why God lied to them. Why God told them you are surely God. فيجي بقى العذر يقولوا يقول because God knows when you eat of this fruit you will be like him, you will be similar to him. وربنا بقى جلس ربنا بقى مش عايز تبقوا زيه عشان يقول لكم ما تاكلوش. In a way بيقول لهم if you eat you will be like God. But God, because He doesn't like your best interest, God doesn't you to be, God doesn't want you to become like Him. God doesn't love you. علشان كده قال لكم you shall surely die. شوف إزاي الشيطان بيحط a very very wrong idea about God in their mind. إن ربنا ما بيحبكمش. ربنا مش عايزكم تبقوا زيي. ربنا مش عايزكم تاكلوا من الشجره دي مش عشان هتموتوا، ربنا غيران منكم مش عايز تبقوا زي هو بس عايز ان هو يعرف كل حاجه مش عايز تبقوا كده. فعشان كده اكشن عايز يقول لهم God doesn't have your best interest in mind. مش كده ربنا كذب عليكم ده الشيطان اللي بيقول لهم. فقال لهم look at what he told me from any tree that knows your eyes will be open and you will be like God. لو ما بين عارف كده كويس if you eat you will be like him و God doesn't want you to be like him. The devil was implying to Eve God doesn't really care about you, he is getting something good from you, he doesn't want you to have fun and to have a good time, so God keeping something good from you, God doesn't like you, God doesn't care about you. ولغايه النهارده الشيطان بيقول نفس الكلام. In many many times in our life we question طب ربنا بيحبني؟ طب لو ربنا بيحبني ليه انا بمر بظروف خارج الظروف دي؟ طب if God really cares about me why I go through these things? These thoughts are coming from Satan. And هو he wants to convince me that God doesn't want my best interest. Many youth don't want to live with God. ليه؟ قال لك because I don't want to stop having fun. الشيطان بيقنعهم ان انت if you live with God you will have a miserable life. You will not have fun. You will not have peace, you will not have joy in your life. Because God doesn't want your best interest. God keeps something good away from you.
We have to know that they don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ because they listen to one of the devil's favorite and most powerful lies, and God doesn't want the best things. Satan told Eve, and he tells millions of people, God doesn't have your best interest in mind. Like in hell, the law of the Holy Shatan that is true, definitely not. I'm sure Rabbana Bihudi A'ala, what God's plan for us. In Jeremiah 20, verse 11, see very, very nice verse. You're like, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Rabbana Bihudi A'ala, any plans Elama I kept for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then a plans come from them. Rabbina, he had plans for us. Plans to do what? To prosper and not to harm us, to give us hope and to give us a future. God wants us to live in happy and joyful life. Rabbina Rabbahana Adam and Hawa, he put them in the paradise of Shur, and so God wants his children to be joyful, rejoice in the Lord God. Rabbeinu Shaitan is a miserable. But in the Shifat al-Hawla Fana Bilat, Quran defeat in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. In كل الأشياء تعمل مع الخير للذين يحبون الله. يبقى ربنا هيخلي كل الأشياء حتى الحاجات اللي هي intended to harm us, ربنا will change it to be for our good. Well, our good. فالشيطان كذب عليهم about the Bible and also he lied about God. And what was the third lie? The third lie was about sin. Satan lied about sin. الكذب اللي قال الشيطان على القضية. الشيطان قال لهم sin won't hurt you. يعني yes, you can break the commandment of God. You can disobey God. And surely you will not die. What's the message here? Sin will not hurt you. It's okay to break the commandment of God. It's okay to disobey Him. And this will not hurt you. Then the Al, Lama Al Leeve, Allaha, it will be good for you if you eat from this tree. This would be a good and neat experience for you. Just eat it, you will not die. وخلى الشجرة شهية لنظر وبهد للأبي والتاني. وده لما هذا كل الصيف تولرنس سين ولما يجي يعلموا الناس كده ان السن is just something normal. We need to be desensitized to sin. And we need just to accept كل ده. Again, it is a satanic lie about sin, and sin will not hurt you. لكن طبعا اللي بيقوله ده مش مظبوط. شوف in the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23, في آية صعبة قوي. Like, be sure that your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. You cannot get along with you. اللي حصل لآدم وحواء بعد ما سمعوا نصيحة الشيطان حصل لهم ايه؟ ان هو مات واتطردوا من الجنة والموت من وقتها ابتدى يملك على العالم لغاية ما جه السيد المسيح وانقذنا من هذا الموت.
فالشيطان كذب عليهم. He lied about the word of God. He lied about God himself and he lied about sin. And in using these lies, he tempted them with the lust of eyes. خلى عليها الزغل كده. إن هي الشجرة شهية للنظر وبهك للعيون. Was pleasant to their eyes. ثاني حاجة the lust of the flesh. And تأكل and fulfill her desire. ثالث حاجة the pride of life. To be like God. And what's humanism زي مشاركة حقا الصحية. Humanism is to be like God. So it's the same, temptation until today. The lust of the flesh and here pleasure. With lust of the eyes, they are the riches of the world. And the pride of the man, of the pride of life, نحن to be divine like that. Those are the temptations in the حرب يوم السيد المسيح عن جابة. التجربة الأولى لما قال له حول التجارة الخبز that's the lust of the flesh. التجربة الثانية لما أرام مالك العالم كلها that's the lust of the art. التجربة الثالثة لما قال له ارمي نفسك يعني اعمل كده منظر كده ويجي الملائكة ويشلوك ما حصلكش حاجة. فأنا عايز أقول له in a sense of going and preaching if you meet a show like this everybody will believe you that's the pride of life. It's the same temptation over and over Satan is using until today.
عشان كده in Galatians 6 from 7 to 8 what again لما قلت لكم whoever sees adverse in the Bible to start with the word do not be deceived. تعرف ان اللي بعدها على طول في ايه it's a common lie. الشيطان بيكذب على حاجة. عشان كده the Bible wants to correct بقول لك خلي بالك في lie don't believe don't be deceived. ايه بقى سان بول عايز ينصحنا ما يقول ايه بقول God cannot be mocked. A man who eats what he sows if the ground in Islam young yaks the one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life. So ما يزرع الإنسان هيحصد اللي بيزرع لجسده هيحصد واللي بيزرع لروحه هيحصد. Don't be deceived. لو الشيطان قال لك إن sin will not hurt. علشان كده ازاي نحن يعني زي ما قلنا ان عصرنا الحالي ده مليان بخداع من الشيطان. فازاي نحن withstand certain lies. The only way to withstand certain lies نحن to know the truth about the Bible, about God and about the sin. We have to know the absolute truth about the Bible, about God and about sin. وده اللي قاله السيد المسيح لما قال you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. تعرفون الحق والحق يحرر. لما تعرف الحق الحق هيحرر. Understand and realize that the Bible is reliable. دي أول حاجة the truth about the Bible. The Bible is reliable. The Bible is the word of God. Trust the Bible. ثاني حاجة إن God has your best interest in mind. His plans for you is to prosper you, not to harm you, to have a future and to have hope. With truth about sin, sin will ultimately hurt you. Understand this truth where the very alien end that you can understand sin is blind and you will not be used. You can repeat it as well in the session that will stop. في واحد بيقول يوجد رأي يقول ان الخادم لابد ان يكون اكليسياستيك وليس انجيلي. ايه رأيكم؟ كنسي وليس انجيلي. هو خليني اقولها لكم وبعد كده ايه اشرح. عايز اقول كل خادم كنسي
هو خادم انجيلي، ولكن بعض الناس اللي بيقول ان هم خدام انجيليين ليسوا بالضروره كنسيين. اشرح لكم يعني ايه الكلام ده. وضع مين باي ابيبليكال سيرفنت اند اكسيستيكال سيرفنت. ايه اللي اتوجد الاول؟ The church or the Bible؟ The church or the Bible؟ ايه رأيك؟ طب مين موسع عن بايبل؟ موسع عن بايبل يا سلام. مين موسع على تشيرش؟ اكشن Some books in the Bible were written at the end of the first century, like the book of Revelation. So, listen, the church in the first 100 years, they didn't have the book of Revelation. Elena is a guru, and there were many books written. Some of them were canonized and accepted as authentic books in the Bible, and some books were rejected as non-authentic. Who made the canon of the Bible? Who said this book is authentic and canonized, or this book is not authentic? It is a church. علشان كده لما يجي الاخوة البروتستانت يقولوا لا احنا we don't believe in the holy tradition, we don't believe, we only believe in the Bible. غالبا ده اللي عايز اللي بيصوب السؤال ده, we only believe in the Bible. Actually the holy tradition of the church was before the Bible, and the holy tradition of the church approved the Bible and told us what books in the Bible are authentic and what books cannot be canonized and cannot be accepted in the Bible. سيدة لما بلوك كل خادم كنس, every servant who is ecclesiastic will understand the holy tradition, and definitely he will be a biblical servant too. لكن الناس بيقول لك الانجيل وبس, البايبل وبس, forget about the church tradition, forget about the early church father, forget, وبيقول ان هم انجيليين. Actually that is not right, لان الكنيسة اللي هي يعني اوجدت الانجيل او اخرجت الانجيل through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The authors or the writers of the Bible like St. Mark, St. John, St. Peter, St. Paul were members in the church. عشان كده الكتاب المقدس اتكتب بناس من الكنيسه through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. فلعل ده السؤال اللي هو يقصده. واحد بيقول I have seen very strong criticism about the NIV Bible, not the international version, but I don't know what the church officially says about it. Is it bad? Is it satanic? معلش هو satanic, لكن it is not recommended. It's not, it's them or it's watered down version of the Bible. يعني الكلام اللي مكتوب فيه في translation بتاعته it's not strong, it's not condemning the sin strongly. زي مثلا the old King James. فدي يعني فرد بلد من الترانسليشن. واحد بيسأل سؤال عن موضوع الاسبيرشواليتي والريتشوال ده انا اتكلمت عليه, وكيف تأثر للروحانية how to become spiritual بأسلوب آخر بجانب الفضيلة. هذه نعمة من الله وبالقدر الجهادي معها لله. أنا بس عايز أوضح حاجة لألا يكون البعض فينا غلط، لأن كان يجد السؤال بخصوص الريتشوالز والسبيريتشواليتي. I didn't mean at all not to encourage your children to practice these rituals. لكن اللي أنا I warned منه، اللي أنا حذرتك منه، إن هو just to focus on the ritual in itself without explaining the spirituality behind. أديكم مثال مثلا الاعتراف. في ناس كتير يسألون عن الاعتراف. لما تيجي تسكلين الاعتراف، لو انت كنت قلت له روح اقعد مع ابونا، بل هنا just you are focusing on the facts but you did not explain to him the spirituality behind. لكن لما تيجي تتكلمه بقى على his relationship with God وتقول له انت in the Lord's prayer بتقول ايه؟ our father who art in heaven. So you are calling God our father. طيب if he is your dad and you are his son and if you disappoint him what you do? لو انت غلطت في باباك هتعمل ايه؟ هقول لك انا هروح اعتذرله. قول له اوكي. طيب any sin then is against me, against your dad, against your heavenly father. Then don't you need to go and apologize to that, to only forgive me, I have sinned against heaven, in order to keep this relationship. طبعا لازم واحد يبقى responsible وانا بعمل حاجه غلط لازم اعتذر. ومن هنا تقول له الاعتذار ده بقى ربنا حطه لنا في السر، قال تعالى واعتذر عن خطيئتك قصاد الوكيل بتاعي before my steward before my representative and I will accept your apology and I will give you new life. فهنا when I explain confession you explain it as a part of his relationship with Christ not just as a practice. مش كده قلت لكم قارنه ما بين السيد المسيح لما كلمنا على الصلاة والصوم اتكلم على ايه؟ its relationship مع أبيك الذي في الخفاء. He did not focus on the facts only but he focused on the relationship. فلما نيجي نقدم لهم اسلوب الاعتراف او communion. What's communion? Communion is to be in union with Christ. Communion is to be in union with Christ. Communion to be in union in المسيح to abide in you and you in Christ. فده لما قصدت الصبحية ان انت لما تقدم الريتشوالز قدمها باسلوب روحي وانفصايز على الريليشن شيب وذ كرايست. انما كيف تأثر بالروحانية؟ زي ما انا شرحتها لبعضكم، هل هي جهاد ولا نعمة؟ لان السؤال بيقول هل هذه نعمة من الله وبقدر الجهاد يمنحها لي الله؟ ايه الاثنين؟ هي جهاد ونعمة. الجريس از لايك ماجنت، مغناطيس. اند your effort or your work بتخليك to be in the field of this magnet and when you enter the field of this magnet then you will be attracted to the magnet. فنعمة ربنا كده الجهاد بتاعي بيدخلني في المجال بتاع نعمة ربنا، وأول ما أخش في المجال بتاع المغناطيس ده نعمة ربنا رحمة ربنا capture my heart. دي الـ spiritual. فتبقى الاثنين الجهاد والنعمة مع بعض. هل ممكن شرح التجربة عن جبل لسيد المسيح من الشيطان مرة أخرى؟ في يوحنا الأولى 2:16 بيقول إن كل ما في العالم شهوة العيون شهوة الجسد تعظم المعيشة، صح؟ The lust of the flesh is the lust of the eyes the pride of life. دول الثلاث تجارب الشيطان بيجربنا بيهم من ايام ادم وحواء لغايه النهارده. فمع السيد المسيح لما قال له make this stone bread and eat it، دي انواع فيهم شهوة العيون ولا شهوة الجسد؟ وشهوة الجسد كل فلفل زبزار زبزار بدي شهوة الجسد. تاني واحد جاي يقول لك وأرى ممالك العالم، انا شايف كل الريتش of the world and the pleasures I can give it to you. طبعا he's a liar. And he doesn't own.
and even he likes Christ, as if it is in his authority to give it to him. And he demanded a very high price. Hello, if you worship me, like it is in his authority. فهنا كلمة وأراء تبقى شهوة إيه؟ شهوة العيون. الثالثة دي من اللي قال له ارمي نفسك من فوق الهيكل ويبتيك الملائكة تشيلها. What is the purpose behind it؟ أنا عايز يقول له instead of going and preaching, if you throw yourself from the pinnacle of the temple and then the angels carried you over their hand, so everybody will say yes, this is truly the Son of God, and they will believe you. لأن في سنتين هيرو الزوار وزارتاني زارتاني طبعا راح يرمي نفسه من فوق الهيكل تيجي ملكة تشيله هاي كده تجيب عظمة فدين ذات زارتاني فدولة الثلاث تجارب الشيطان جارب برا بيهم السيد
برضو سؤال تاني بس انا جاوبته. Where should I start with a teenager who has almost no spiritual foundation? Is it wrong to push for confession? Don't push, like encourage. We explain the relationship. زي ما انا شرحتها. And dialogue with the woman. طبعا you need to encourage them as an initial step. طبعا. If there is little repentance, should you wait for that repentance? ما هو ممكن من خلال الديالوج this will create in his heart the sense of repentance من خلال الديالوج. معلوم واحد بيقول relative truth sometimes is mixed with different perspective to the truth or different ways of salvation. Can you clarify this one?
Actually, I'm trying to clarify it.
So I think it also has a different perspective to the truth or different ways of salvation. هو salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. لكن when he looked at death and he told us the ways of salvation, it is the agonies, the وصاء, يعني وصاء. يعني مثلا salvation through baptism. Why? Because in baptism we will be worthy and we put on the new man in Lord Christ and will be worthy of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But فهنا احنا هنا مش بنقول ان في relative truth ولا ان salvation بقى now is through baptism not through the blood of Jesus or through communion not through the blood of Jesus. دي كلها طرق للخلاص. يعني انا بشبه الاسرار بايه؟ ما هو It's a wedding. Christ had this ترنيمة اللي انتوا كنتوا بترنموها بيقولوا انت ننتظر اليوم بتاع الزفاف. Christ came as bridegroom and we are his bride. So it's a wedding. The bride اللي هو احنا الكنيسة then because of her sins is ugly. فيجي ربنا through the sacrament of confession يعمل ايه؟ to wash away her sins فتبتدي تاخد new life and through the sacrament of baptism she is born again from the water and spirit. Now she has a spiritual nature لأن المولود من جسد جسد هو والمولود من روح روحا هو. ويجي in the sacrament of chrismation the Holy Spirit dwells in you and you become the temple of God and the Holy Spirit abides in you. ويجي في communion you become one with Christ
And when you are one with Christ, then marriage that marking this word Rasulul kunna abna tarahna warata. You cannot inherit except if you are a son. طيب احنا وارض نقصمس احنا عادين مخلوقين من التراب لكن we became children through our marriage to the only begotten son زي لما تيجي واحدة تتجوز واحد فتبقى daughter in law وتبقى eligible for inheritance نفس الكلام through our marriage with Christ will become one with Christ علشان كده نبقى children of God the Father through our marriage, through our unity with the Lord Jesus Christ. This marriage between us and Christ happened in the sacraments of the church. And who performed the wedding? It is the Holy Spirit that works in the sacraments of the church. عشان كده في عبارة جميلة نقولها نقول we are children of God the Father. احنا أبناء لله الآب. إزاي؟ Through our marriage with His only begotten Son. من خلال اتحادنا وزواجنا بابن الوحيد الجنس. لما تزوجنا بابن الوحيد الجنس بينا أبناء. دوزر إن له بينا أبناء. Through the action of the Holy Spirit من خلال عمل الروح القدس in the sacraments of the church. ومن هنا without the sacraments there is no marriage. And if there is no marriage, then we are not children. And if we are not children, then we cannot be heirs. And that's the word. That was the Rasul Alu. إن كنا أبناء فنحن ورثة ووارثون مع المسيح. يعني أنا هارث من خلال اتحادي بالمسيح. من خلال زواجي بالمسيح. هذا ابن الله الآن. فدولة مش different ways of salvation. It's one way of salvation. بيسأل سؤال بيقول أين يمكن أن نجد المنهج الكنسي الذي يمكن أن يساعدنا كعائلات لأولاد ولدوا في المحضر لإجابة أسئلتهم عن القضايا الجديدة في العصر من homosexuality وفي نفس الوقت ذلك المنهج سيساعدنا في السلامة التبشيرية كذلك الأرثوذكس محفوظة كمنهج موحد وليس في اجتهادات مختلفة. هو الحقيقة يعني سيدنا البابا يعني is very interested and to have a uniform curriculum for the lands of innovation. وكنا احنا في الدرس عملنا منهج وحاطينه على الدرس والسايت وكنا قدمناه عملنا عنه برزنتيشن في السيمينار في اغسطس السنه اللي فاتت في اغسطس مع قداسه البابا. ده مش بقول هو ده المنهج الموحد لكن ده درافت ويعني if you read it or you use it and give us feedback وبطريقة ان we can update it لغاية لما يبقى ان it's final shape وبعد كده ممكن لو يعني سيدنا حد يعتمده بعد ما ان احنا وكان سيدنا برضو شكل لجنة للمناهج ان هم يشتغلوا في حكاية المنهج الموحد لكن كان في زي يعني ريكومنديشن ان يستخدموا المنهج ده as a draft and to give us your feedback ومن هنا نبتدي يعني نصحح فيه ونقضيه. المنهج كله موجود from kindergarten to full grade on the devices was filed هي SUS هي Southern United States COPS Network. If their limits of sin, like saying a bad word, is the same as murder to God, or sin is the same. All sins are equal in one thing. In Humma, they will cast out, us out from heaven. Like طبعاً, in the hell, there will be different limits. فزي ربنا قال ان هيكون لسدوم وعمورة يوم الدين حالة اكثر احتمالا مما لتلك المدينة. So there will be different levels
in health, يعني some people will be well done, some people. Is there a limit for God's tolerance to sinners? What is the limit? جمع في لطف ان ربنا tolerate the sinners until they die. That's the end of the limit. Like if any person repents like the thief on the cross, he repented and God accepted him even in the last minute. How can I know God's will? أربع حاجات بسرعة كده. To know God's will through prayer, ask and you shall receive. To know God's will is through the study of the scripture. The more you study the scripture, you more be acquire the mind of Christ. بولس الرسول يقول لك أما نحن فلان فكر المسيح. Number three, spiritual discipleship. Go and consult with the spiritual father من خلال التلمذة الروحية والمشورة. أنك تطلب مشورة الذين بلا الشاب يسكتونك أو غلق شك. آخر حاجة through using your mind, ربنا ادك عقل عشان تفكر بيه وتكزمن what is God's will, if the Lord Jesus Christ is in my place, what would he do. فدول الأربع حاجات اللي خلوك تتكبر God's will: prayer, Bible, spiritual discipleship, and your mind. بيقول if a servant is touching many services thinly, not deep, which service in the church is a priority? طبعا السؤال مكتوب غلط. فمش which service in the church is a priority, كل service in the church is a priority. السؤال مفروض what is your gift? ربنا distributed different gifts. So you need to use your gift. زي ما الكمبيوتر بيقول that each one has received the gift, minister it to one another as good steward of the manifold grace of God. So you need to discover your gift. If your gift is teaching, then your place is Sunday school. If your gift is administration, maybe your place is the board of deacon. If your gift is helper or organization or administration, maybe مثلاً to serve in a convention like this. So you need to discover your gift and then use your gift in the church. Why would God have created the tree if he knew they were innocent? Because God wants them to choose to live with them by their own free will. It is a test for their own free will. And God wants them not to choose to live with him by their own free will, not because there is no other option. I don't have any other option. فربنا مش عايزهم يعبدوا ويعيشوا معاه because they didn't have any other option. So there is another option, but I'm not gonna do it because I choose to live with God. واحد بيقول we are serving a youth who has chosen to leave the church by his own choice, because he wants to enjoy his young life. And then, when he is older, only then will he return to God. We have told him that he might lose himself in the process, but he is willing to take that chance. What do we do? I think in انت هنا لما قلت له انت you might lose yourself in the choice, actually you agreed with him that he will enjoy his young life away from God but the only chance in Hawa he might die before returning to God. Fahena, actually, the challenge that you use is not right. You need to challenge the belief in away from God there is joy. Actually, there is no joy and there is no happiness away from God. يعني هنا لما كلمته قلت له طب وفرت ما عشتش لغاية لما تبقى كبير وترجع لربنا, فأنا خلاص أنا أقول to take this chance. فهنا as if you agree يعني now you're gonna enjoy your life, لكن the only withdrawal was this decision إن أنت لو ما عشتش. But actually يعني he started wrong because there is no joy away from God. There is no joy away from God.
Just to go back on the question that you just asked right now, I just want to know, well, how can you tell a person that, you know, you're not going to have true happiness without Christ? How are you going to tell a person that they're not having true happiness without Christ if right now, in this state of mind, you say, well, I am enjoying what I'm doing right now, I feel that happiness? He doesn't know better, so how is it an argument to actually try to convince a person of that?
Actually, maybe I am enjoying my life here and now, like the prodigal son. But, so there is temporary joy. Like, is it everlasting joy? Is it permanent joy or not? That's number one. And how can I determine? From the experiences of others. Has everybody who lived this life, did he enjoy his life everlasting or permanent or not? Number two, you need to understand that you will not be able to convince every person, but you will lead him with a thought, and this thought will يعني, keep hitting his mind. وبعدين كده a time of intervention. Sooner or later, this person will go through a match. زي ما احنا قلنا الآية بتاع سفر العدد, your sin will find me. So when he will go through some suffering because of his sins, that's a very good time of intervention. وبالطريقة دي, at this moment, you can bring him back to Christ. And احنا مثلا, many youth would try مثلا to help them when they were using drugs. And they were very, very resistant. وبعدين, after مثلا few years or a few months, they were in jail because of this. وبعدين ابتدينا بقى نشتغل معاهم during this time. وهنا الولاد بيرجعوا. Some people, unfortunately, they choose to learn the difficult way, not the easy way. One of the best examples who learned the difficult way in the Bible, Samson. Samson did not return to God except after they plucked his eyes, when they tied to him, where بعد ما اتبهدل he returned to them. Before this he did not return to them. من هو الاعتراف؟ شرح الخطيئة وكيفية حدوثها أم مجرد تسمية للخطيئة؟ الاعتراف هو ان انت you admit your sins, and of course if there are motives behind the sins that lead to sin, you need to confess these things too. مش حكاوي يعني مش شرح الخطايا, كل الخطايا اقعد احكي القصه بتاعتها والحكايه اللي وراها. لكن مثلا لو انا I lie because of fear, I am afraid from my parents, that's why I lie. It's different than I lie because I want to show off. فهنا الموتيف is different. فهنا برضو exposing the motive will help أبونا to guide me. وبعدين بيقول من شرح قصتك وضحت إن هذا الفن قد يتعارض مع الممارسة الدينية. شوف أنا مش عايز أقول لكم إن having godly fun is wrong. أنا اللي عايز أقوله إن أنت if you focus only in your relationship with Christ is fun, and you hide the narrow way and the narrow gate and the cross completely, this was right.
The open part of in it, just all the time speak about the suffering and the cross and the narrow gate and the difficult way without speaking about the joy and the glory of Christ. The part of God. علشان كده الكنيسة والحياة مع المسيح the suffering is full of joy and the joy is in the suffering. فالاثنين مع بعض. You cannot separate this from that.
بس هو للأسف بعد كده بيكبر في السؤال بيقول هذا الرأس والغنى خطا هو ده بقى الفن بيتكلم عليه. الرأس هو زي ما سيدنا بابا مرة قال رأس الحكم مخافة الله. هو ده الرأس اللي احنا نعرفه. ما عدا ذلك أنا هاخد بقية الأسئلة علشان الوقت ونبقى نكملهم في مرة لأن المجد ده من الأبد.